Welcome to the Voice of Business podcast. We are broadcasting live from the Chamber of Commerce's multi-mixer at the Gas South Convention Center. I am Amanda Pierce Marmalejo, and it is a beautiful sight. As you can hear the music in the background, and I am joined by Michael Chen, who is the Executive Director of the Belgian American Chamber of the South. Welcome.
Thank you, Amanda.
It's an exciting vibe in here tonight, and I'm excited to meet you. Please tell us a little bit about what your organization does.
Sure. The Belgian American Chamber of Commerce basically is a forum for the Belgian American business community here in Southeast America, United States. We cover 8 states in the Southeast, but our main focus would be Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. So we have quite a lot of Belgian companies here, so we're just here trying to, you know, raise their profiles and promote transatlantic business ties between the United States and Belgium.
Can you give me an example of a company that is nested here in Gwinnett County that is a part of your association?
Yeah, absolutely. Boltplan is one of our members, and they have been with us for a long time, and they're very well known back home in Belgium. They are right here in Gwinnett, and there are also some other Belgian businesses that are based here in Gwinnett, but are not our member. But, you know, we are not just a member-based organization. We obviously have prioritized our members, but we also advocate for the entire business community.
I love that. So you're here at the Gwinnett Multi-Mixer, and what brought you out tonight?
Well, this is one of those gatherings where you not only meet the, you know, European chambers or, you know, Atlanta-based chambers, but you also see a lot of other different businesses specifically associated with Gwinnett. And I think we really like this event because we see a lot of people that we don't otherwise see in, you know, international chamber scene. So I think that's a plus for us.
I would agree with you. And Gwinnett is definitely one of the most diverse communities. So I have a question for you.
Sure.
What is a unique fact about your culture that you'd like to share with the Gwinnett business community?
Sure. The Belgian business culture, or let's say the culture of Belgium, is very distinct in the sense that it is a mix of the North and the South. So it has 3 national languages, French in the South, Dutch in the North, and then tiny little bit of German speakers to the east of the country. So you have basically a very mixed cuisine, and you have a very interesting outlook. The culture is basically a blend of, you know, Germanic and, you know, Romano language speaking Europe. So you have a lot of that, and then it's also famous for chocolates. It's basically a culinary culture that is kind of not really very well known outside of Europe, but it's extremely interesting, and it's a tourist destination. A lot of UNESCO heritage sites, so worth the visit.
So how many languages do you speak?
Well, my native tongue is actually Mandarin Chinese, mm-hmm. but I do speak Dutch.
Dutch?
Which is one of the official languages of Belgium, and also, obviously,
English.
Speaking English.
All right, so you're trilingual.
Well, I would say trilingual, yeah.
Trilingual.
Thank you.
All right, and as this event is just getting started, as you sweep the room, tell me what your experience has been thus far.
Well, I like the vibes. It's always a very big group of people turning up to sort of mingle with, you know, not just old friends, colleagues, but also, you know, reaching out to the community here, because you always see a lot of local businesses, you know, setting up stands, and that's really fun for me. I think that's, you know, because I come here a lot. I don't live in Gwinnett, but I like to see, you know, what Gwinnett is up to.
Right. Well, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you or someone at your organization if they want to learn more.
Sure. We have a website, www.bacos.us, and you can visit and see if you want to become a member or if you want to do business with us. We are actually always open to, you know, partnering with Metro Atlanta-based businesses and individuals who are curious about Belgium or who have business ties with Belgium. We are very, you know, sort of open door kind of organization.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the event. This is Michael Chen has been here with us of the Belgian American Chamber of the South. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me.
Amanda Pierce Marmalejo here with Mr. Jin Ni, and he is the president of the Chinese Business Association of Atlanta. Hello, Jin.
Hello, Amanda. Nice meeting you.
Welcome. Well, it is an exciting and lively crowd here amongst us,
yes.
And I am curious, would you tell our listeners a little bit about your organization, please?
Yes, absolutely. So we're the largest Chinese business association in Atlanta. We founded in 1992. It's over 30 years now. most of our members are business owners, and some of them are professional service providers. So we are a platform for our community, for our business community, and we also try to be a bridge with other chambers, like Gwinnett Chamber and other minority chambers.
Where are you headquartered?
We're headquartered in Duluth.
In Duluth?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Duluth is a very diverse area.
It is.
And tonight we are celebrating the diverse, vibrant businesses here within our community. Describe the event in your own words tonight.
Yes. I think, first of all, this is the third event. We participated since the first one. I do want to commend Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, especially Nick Massino, for them to taking the initiative to include the variety of business associations to be part of their organization. So this is this has been great as a platform for us to meet with other chambers. And in fact, since the first one, we have been working together with other chambers to have events together.
Isn't it amazing the synergy that you can find when you just put the right ingredients in the pot?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And the right people.
And the right people, yes. What is a unique fact about your culture that you'd like the business community to know here in Gwinnett County?
So for us, we have a lot of family-owned businesses. I think everybody loves Chinese food, right? So we have a lot of Chinese restaurants in Gwinnett County and throughout the metro Atlanta. And the other uniqueness is that everybody is really supporting each other, not only from the funding side, but also other professional services. And we also go to their businesses to support them as a way of supporting the growth of their business.
Tell me something exciting that you foresee for 2024 as we are rounding out 2023.
Well, we finally got the COVID behind us completely, right? So I think everybody's really excited that everything is back to normal now, and we should be able to invest more, also grow our business, especially try to reach out to other communities in Metro Atlanta to grow our business.
For those listening that are curious about learning more, how can they find out?
They can always go to our website, cbaaweb.org, and there's a contact information on there, and feel free to either call me. My phone number is on the website as well, so I'm really looking forward to hearing from everybody from the business community.
I have to ask you, as a guilty pleasure, because you seem like a connoisseur, what is your favorite Chinese restaurant in the greater Atlanta area so I can give it a try?
Oh my God.
I'm looking for authentic.
It's like, so this, I heard this saying that it's like you're asking me to pick who's my favorite child, right? So I think a lot of the restaurants in the along the Beaufort Highway, they're very good, very authentic. But check out all of them. No, you be your own judge on them.
Oh, that was a good political answer, I'll tell you. Thank you so much for joining us, Jin Ni of the Chinese Business Association of Atlanta. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you very much for having me.
Here with Catherine Lefercade. She is the Executive Director of the French American Chamber of Commerce, Atlanta Southeast. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, how are you guys?
Excited to have you here tonight.
Oh, thank you.
People can hear all the fun going on in the background.
Yep.
Tell me what your experience has been thus far.
Oh, I mean, this is an amazing event to be a part of. We absolutely are thrilled to be part of an international community. You know, our office is located within Gwinnett County, and we absolutely love the dynamism, the variety of people that live in this county and work in this county, and we're so happy to be a part of that.
Now, we were talking just a moment ago, and I'm sure our listeners pick up on your beautiful accent. Tell us a little bit about your personal origin.
So I'm actually British. I grew up in an English family in England, fell in love with French as a child, and followed that dream all the way through. I'm married to a French man. I lived in France and French-speaking Switzerland for many years, and I'm fluent in French now. And we moved to Georgia in 2019. And I've been the director of the chamber for just about 2 years now, and I absolutely love my role. It enables me to speak French a lot and interact with the French community here in Atlanta, which is thriving. So it's a dream job for me.
So French and English, mm-hmm. Any other languages?
I can understand some German, but that goes back to school age, so it's not very, unfortunately, it's very rusty at this point.
You moved to Atlanta right during the pandemic
just
time.
Just before, yeah.
Goodness, mm-hmm. What was that like for the chamber?
it was rough. I mean, it was very, very difficult. You know, we're a non-profit organization and people were very reluctant to pay membership when there were no events and nothing really happening. So I think we nearly kind of went under during those 2 years. It was very, very difficult. I was lucky. I kind of came in sort of on the back of COVID. And so it's been difficult, but we've really climbed back up from that sort of really hard time. We managed to stabilize our membership. We're back doing events. The chamber is really thriving. There's an amazing French community here. We have 150 members, and just a great feeling among everyone who's linked to France in whatever. I always say we're kind of a French francophile, francophone chamber. You know, we're not picky. Anybody who speaks French or has an interest in France is very welcome. There's no criteria to be a member. We have open arms to everyone.
Located in the Curiosity Lab, mm-hmm. I bet there's a lot of exciting things.
Oh my gosh, yes.
For 2024, what do you see on the horizon?
I mean, Curiosity Lab is one of those amazing places. You never know what's going to happen. I can turn up for work and they're digging a new hole, or they're building something, or something new is flying. It's the most diverse and innovative place I've ever worked. It's a great thing for the French Chamber because we also, Atlanta has a label as a French tech community, which means there's a real focus on French and tech companies and innovation and that kind of thing, entrepreneurship. So being in an incubator for startups really helps us to really show a spotlight on the French community, what's available in Georgia. If they're thinking of expanding their activity to this area, Curiosity Lab is a great place to start, and all the infrastructure, they're great partners to work with. So yeah, I love being there.
Very cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
For those listening that are curious to learn more, how can they do so about your organization?
So we have a website. It's facc-atlanta.com. There's a lot of information that's available on the website. We have events that are always open to non-members as well as members. They're free to call me, you know, send me an email, whatever I can do to be of help, you know, just reach out and we'll do what we can.
Thank you, Catherine. And my last question is, what is something interesting you can share about the culture of the French American Chamber of Commerce?
So I guess typically a lot of people think about France and they think about sort of food and beverage and fashion and that kind of thing. And that is very much what France is well known for. But interestingly, when you look at the commercial relationship between France and the US, that's way down the list. We have a lot of other things and companies and sectors of activity that are way more important in terms of financial worth, in terms of those relationships. And actually, food and beverage is not as strong as you think it would be. And I always think that's a kind of a surprising thing that most people don't know.
Well, thank you for sharing. David Yang of the Atlanta Chinese Entrepreneurs Club. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying yourself this evening?
Very much.
It's exciting. Our listeners can hear all the ambiance in the background. For those unfamiliar with your organization, please tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, my name is David Yen. I'm the executive director of ACEC. We are one of the most influential Chinese business organization in the greater Atlanta area. So we have more than 100 entrepreneurs, all the business owners. So we have done a lot of community works, and on this platform, we promote many cooperations over, I think it's $20 million business. On the community side, you know, we involve in the American democracy and just basically promotes the involvement in the American politics. You know.
How did you form the Atlanta Chinese Entrepreneurs Club?
Yeah, we initially just started like with 15 people, and in 2017. So over time, people start and you know us, and then they join in, and now we get more and bigger and more stronger.
Very exciting. Yeah. What is something that is unique about the Chinese culture that you would like the Gwinnett community to know?
I think as most people, American, they know the Chinese food, you know, that's one of the part, you know. And the Chinese people are also famous for the hardworking, you know, the family value, that type of stuff. So, and on the other side, in terms of Georgia, China is the biggest trade partner with Georgia. Even with the, you know, the intense relation right now, but we're still the biggest trading partner. So in terms of business world in Georgia, I think China played the biggest role right now.
Doing great things.
Yeah.
What do you see? What do you see ahead for 2024?
I still believe, you know, the most of Chinese American here, they see this is their country. Even there's some issues between their home country and the United States, but they still believe the people-to-people relationships, right? The human touch will change, will at least improve the relationships. So we see the next year is going to be much better in terms of a business and the relationships. And next year also a political year, so we hope we can participate American democracies, let most people understand what the Chinese Americans do, what their contribution to this country.
Well said, thank you. And my last question is, we are here in a vibrant and a diverse community at this exciting event. What has been your experience at the event thus far tonight?
You came here, this is like a United Nations, so to me, you know. It sometimes give you a perspective of this country, you know, the diversity or the synergy in this country. Sometimes we'll say, you know, the Chinese culture come in, you know, have a synergy with the Western culture, and then they produce a new culture, a new strength. So in a way, you see the Indian American, not Chinese, Indian American, they've been the prime minister of UK and big CEO of the US tech company. That's the, I would say that's the power of new culture. That's not Indian culture, that's not American culture, but there's some kind of synergy happening. So we see this happening now.
It's a beautiful thing. For those listening and they're curious to learn more, David, where can they learn about your club?
You can search the Ananda Chinese Entrepreneur Club online, or you can just go acec.club, so you can find us. And if you want to do business with China, we are the one you need to look for.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
The Voice of Business podcast, broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce's multi-mixer here at the Gas South Convention Center. I am Amanda Pierce Marmolejo, joined by a longtime friend and a powerhouse woman, the president and CEO of the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Veronica Maldonado Torres. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Amanda. It's a pleasure to be back and spending time talking to you about all the things we love, business.
Business,
right?
Community, yeah. And the synergy between the two. That's the common theme here in the room. We have a lively crowd, lots of great things to eat and drink. Tell me what you've had a chance to taste.
Well, I'm going to be pretty honest. I just walked through the doors, so nothing yet, but very much excited about trying everything here. I think it's one of the things that I love the most about this event is not only the convening of so many incredible partners here at the, you know, with the Gwinnett Chamber. We're definitely a chamber partner and have been for a long time at the GHCC, but also just the culture and tapestry and taste from around the world. So I love that.
You guys have a very large footprint here in the Gwinnett County area with the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Talk a little bit about that partnership and what value you yield.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've been great partners with Gwinnett Chamber for several years. We do a business networking group together, a breakfast every other month, which has been really integral to making sure that our Hispanic community and the Gwinnett geographically are interconnecting. And so that partnerships allows us to, you know, kind of provide the DEI lens of what's going on from a business standpoint, from an opportunity and access and advocacy standpoint here in Gwinnett, and make sure that we bring the best of both the Gwinnett Chamber and the Georgia Hispanic Chamber together.
We are here in a melting pot, and a large portion of Gwinnett County and surrounding is populated by the Hispanic population, and I noticed that it is growing over the years, and that is very exciting to me. Talk about the growth in 2024.
Well, you know, we continue to see the Hispanic community rise, you know, throughout the state of Georgia. And obviously Gwinnett is, you know, at the forefront of the growth that we've seen throughout the state of Georgia. We've got obviously Cobb, Gwinnett, and then several other counties kind of closely following behind. But it's definitely the most diverse. And, you know, what we've seen is the continued rise in entrepreneurship, and many of our Hispanic, you know, community seeing that as a pathway to prosperity. security. And, you know, it's all about economic security and sustainability, and entrepreneurship provides a route for that. So we're seeing a lot more businesses opening in Gwinnett County. And what I've loved to see, too, is a lot of leadership as well growing within the county. I think there's been a great focus to ensuring that the Latino community is being served and is serving and is also reflective throughout various leadership positions throughout the county. And that's important because, as you mentioned, the growth is there. And that means we also need to see the Hispanic community. We need to see Hispanic leadership. And we need to make sure that they're also driving and participating in conversations that shape the county and continue to keep them front and center. So, yeah, you're right. The growth is there. It's continuing to rise. And overall, across the state of Georgia, the Hispanic community represents about 1.2 million individuals, about 10% of our population. And we continue to be a huge factor in the workforce.
Absolutely.
And you know, we, again, our job at the Georgia Hispanic Chamber is to make sure that we are being advocates, that we are providing for access, opportunity, and connection. And part of that is also augmenting our network. And that's why we have such a remarkable partnership with the Gwinnett Chamber.
As a heavy participant in the young professional community, I am excited to share that there has been a spike in Latinos joining the young professional world. Over the past 2 years, I've noticed it double, and that is so exciting to me because there are so many talented young entrepreneurs, and that truly is going to be the next generation.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's one thing we also have in common is we have our Hispanic young professionals and entrepreneurs, and we've also seen a lot of them join the Gwinnett Young Professionals, and you actually have a Latina leading the young professional
group. Shout out
Melissa
Ramirez.
Who is a part of our hype group, too. So there's again, a lot of synergy, and it's important to see our community reflected, and that's also created more pathways of opportunity for us to collaborate.
Well, you are a perfect example of that, so thank you for leading with fortitude and for joining us today. I am going to ask you, because you haven't had a chance to taste anything yet, where are you headed first?
Oh, goodness. Well, I've got to try something Latino first.
Do they have tequila?
I need some Herradura. I'm sure there's libation somewhere around here. But then, you know, I really love Oriental food. So any kind of Asian fusion, I'm a sucker for it. So I'll look for that as well. But I'm looking forward to tasting everything. There's no bias here.
Well, enjoy yourself, and thank you for joining us again, Veronica, with the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you so much.
I am joined by Derek Wilson, who is the president of the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. How are you, Derek?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to see you today.
Yes.
You are in a sharp tan suit, my friend, and what stands out to me about that suit is that blue ribbon. Now, we just ended October, and everyone's familiar with pink, you know, October. So tell our listeners what the blue ribbon represents.
Well, the blue ribbon represents prostate cancer awareness. I don't know if it's necessarily a month, but
right.
as a man, that's
prevention is key.
Right.
I learned something today. Thank you for telling me about that. So tell us about the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce, please.
So the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce is the voice of the business communities for the cities of Conyers, Covington, Tequila, Grayson, Lawrenceville, Lithonia, Loganville, Snellville, Stonecrest, Georgia, and then all the surrounding areas. We are the official chambers for the cities of Snellville, Grayson, and Loganville.
Did you say Snellville?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it not Snellville?
Snellville?
I like to say Snellville. That's what I do. And people always get on to me. So, coming from you, I'm going to say it like that.
I don't know any other way to say it. But I'm also from Texas, so I'm going to have a little country draw.
Well, tonight is a celebration of Gwinnett's vibrant businesses here in our community. Describe your experience at the event thus far.
This has been great. This is our first year partnering with the Gwinnett Chamber, so I'm excited about that. Have some great food, have a lot of great vendors, and a lot of other chambers. So good to get out here and meet with the different chambers as well as the membership. Some of our members are here as well. So.
Fantastic. When was the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce established?
In 2012.
2012. I'll have to come in and check you out sometime. For those listening that might like to become involved or participate, what would the best be for them to do so?
Well, our website is www.mygecc.org. Check out our website. We have all the different membership packages. We have individual rates all the way up to platinum rates.
Tell me what the most unique thing you have seen or tasted here tonight has been.
Well, I haven't tasted anything. The most unique thing I've seen is there are some meatballs. I know, right? I just, out of all the exotic food here, I picked meatballs, but they look like they was delicious and nice and barbecued and juicy.
Meatballs are a classic. Yeah. Well, I hope that you enjoy the rest of the event. Derek Wilson, the president of the Greater Eastside Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks for having me.
Broadcasting live from the Chamber's multi-chamber mixer here at the Gas South Convention Center. You can hear the buzz in the background, and I have seated here with me Imran Niazi, and he is a founding member of Georgia-Pakistan Business Council. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. Tell us about your organization.
So 2 years ago, when I was involved on the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, and I saw they are doing so much wonderful things in the community, and then I set a partnership Gwinnett program also, and the part was missing that I'm seeing that the Korean people, the Chinese people, the German people, they're involved in the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, but the missing part from Pakistan. So since I did from Pakistan, we decided we're going to open the company organization, Georgia-Pakistan Business Council. And through this business council, we are bringing the people from Pakistani entrepreneurs and business people who wants to locate their businesses in Gwinnett County or around the Georgia area. So that's the whole purpose of forming the Georgia Business Pakistan Council. And the second thing we realize is that we have very successful people, but they don't usually don't help small individual business people. So that platform, we try to help a small business community to help them to grow their business, keeping in mind same footprint for the Georgia Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. So we're following and copying same thing Gwinnett Chamber has been doing for the whole community. We are focused to just to helping and improving Pakistani community, not just Gwinnett County, on Georgia also, and from people coming from Pakistan also.
Now, we are seated here in Gwinnett, and it is a vibrant and very diverse community. I know you from the development and general contracting world. Tell me what kind of opportunities are here in this area for the Pakistani population.
So what I'm look at it here, just the Gwinnett County, we have a 600 regional headquarters from all over the world. And it's amazing. So we are thinking that bringing some more Pakistani company here to invest in Gwinnett County and also Georgia. It's a growing country. Gwinnett County, we have more than a million people. And there's a lot of opportunity here for the development. Since I'm in a construction business also, so a lot of development for the construction side, multifamily, the hotels, we need a lot of business here related to construction. And also, we're looking for some people who have some small business, like, you know, manufacturing plant. I mean, Gwinnett County has a very good environment for the manufacturing companies who can do some small manufacturing unit in Gwinnett County. We have a lot of car companies is not too far from the Gwinnett County. As you see, the Hyundai just
in Forsyth County.
Hyundai just building a factory in the Savannah. So we have people reach out from Pakistan because they're already supplying the parts in Pakistan area. So they were thinking they're going to have open the business here.
Wow.
So they can supply some parts on the Hyundai to here.
That's very exciting. You know, they have a saying, and it's Gwinnett is great.
Gwinnett
and I think
great.
It's because it's the land of opportunity.
Yep.
Have you had a chance to enjoy the event at all this evening?
I'm thoroughly enjoying the event. It's a great event. So it goes to Nick Massino, Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. They do a lot of wonderful things. I am amazed at the chamber.
Well, I hope you get to enjoy some yummy food. And for those listening out there that are curious more about the council, you can visit GeorgiaPakistanBusiness.com. I do want to thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the
event.
Thanks
for having me, Amanda. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Of course. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. I am joined by Hiroyuki Akiyama. He is the Director General in charge of community engagement for the Japanese Chamber of Commerce. So excited to see you here today. Tell our listeners about your organization, please.
Yes. Good evening. We are the Japanese Chamber of Commerce, Georgia, JCCG. We have also 150 corporate membership in Georgia.
Wow.
Yes. So we support their activities in Georgia, and we facilitate interaction among their those members, and also we try to expedite our communication between Japanese community and the local community. Mm-hmm. So now we are focusing on to improve the business environment in Georgia. So it's especially interested in the work-labor force issue.
Tell me about the current climate with the Japanese population. You keep mentioning the workforce.
Yeah. Now, so U.S. economy is now still growing. Yeah. So, but the labor shortage is really, serious for the all businesses in the United States. So Japanese manufacturing companies, they have a factory in Georgia. Yeah, so they need so the worker in the factory. Mm-hmm. Yes, but they have many challenges with the recruitment and the retention of the workers.
Now, I used to live on the south side of Atlanta in Peachtree City, Georgia, and there was a Yamaha plant and Panasonic as well. Uh-huh. And those two manufacturing plants are the largest driving force of the economy in that community.
Yeah, right.
So that need is great. You are correct.
Yes, yes.
I'm curious, what do you foresee ahead for your organization in 2024?
So we try to more actively engaged in the local community activities, So we are looking forward to join this event.
Well, you are in the right place to meet some movers and shakers.
Yeah.
I look forward to going around and seeing all the booths. Yeah. What is the most unique thing that you've had a chance to see or try tonight?
Last November, so when we attended this event, so we could connect the Georgia Vietnamese American Chamber of Commerce. So they invite us their Christmas party in December, in last December. Yes, it's a very good opportunity to connect each chamber.
And it's a very good relationship to have.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're enthusiastic about your community, and I thank you so much for being a proponent for the Japanese Chamber.
Yeah.
For those who would like to learn more, where can they go online and learn more?
Yeah, we have a website, jccg.org.
.org. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Hiro. Yeah. Enjoy the event.
Yes, thank you so much.
I am here with Grace Multani from the Georgia Indo-American Chamber of Commerce. Grace, how are you doing today?
Very good, Dan. I'm having a great time.
I don't know if you've been here for a while. What's your experience here at the event so far?
It's fantastic. Yeah, I got here about 5:30, and actually I'm managing my booth, and it is just absolutely amazing how many different people I can meet here that I want to meet from other chambers, other business owners. I was here last year, and I'm like, I'm not going to miss it. So, yeah, it's been wonderful, people stopping by, telling me about their businesses, their chambers. Normally, we won't bump into each other.
Amazing. That's what we're here for. And can you tell me more about your booth and tell me more about your organization as a whole?
Absolutely. So I'm president of the Georgia Indo-American Chamber of Commerce. We're the oldest Indo-American chamber in Georgia. And really, our mandate is to foster trade between the great state of Georgia and India, one of the fastest growing economies. So if somebody in India wants to set up shop in the U.S., we try to steer them to Georgia. And so in that respect, we work with the Georgia Economic Development Office. We work with the Consulate General of India's office in Atlanta. We're fortunate to have one. We actually have built a very strong partnership with the U.S. Senator's office, specifically Senator Ossoff, has been amazingly supportive.
You have a big Indian population here in Georgia, and has it expanded in your times in the with the chamber?
Absolutely. So that is the second mandate of our chamber, is to bring the Indo-American business owners together. So we do that through monthly networking events. We actually have three big events every year. One is our tourism event, where we work with the Consul General of India to showcase India as a tourist destination. And of course, we also share how that can be a place for a Georgia business owner to go set up shop. So that's one thing we do. We also do an Atlanta Indian Film Festival, where we showcase independent film festival. Yeah, and then we do a trade event where we actually do a call with the business owners in India to promote Georgia.
Awesome. So what's one unique fact about your culture that you would want the Gwinnett business community to know?
You know, I'll tell you, if it's just one thing about the Indian business community and Indians in general in Georgia, is they don't see hurdles, they only see opportunity. And we are in the right place for it. Georgia is fantastic a place to be right now.
I love it. Georgia and Gwinnett, great places for opportunity, especially multicultural opportunity.
Absolutely. I've been here 17 years, moved from California, which I thought was a diverse state, but I am just amazed with the diversity of Atlanta and even within the Indian community, as you know. So I think that's the second or probably more important unique characteristic of the Indian community. They are within the Indian community very diverse. But yeah, absolutely.
All right, Grace. Well, thank you for talking to me, and enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you, Dan. It's been a pleasure.
We are broadcasting live here on behalf of the Gwinnett County Chamber of Commerce at the Gwinnett County Chamber of Commerce Multi-Mixer. And I am joined today by Magda, the Vice President of the South African Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I saw you on stage just moments ago posing for a photograph amongst other chamber mates. Tell me about what your experience has been like so far at this multi-chamber mixer.
Incredible. I think diversity is such an attribute to business and economics and commerce. And it's absolutely a privilege to be here and be a part of all the excitement.
Tell us a little bit about your organization for those that might be unfamiliar with it.
I am privileged to be joined by our Secretary General here, Michelle Nyker. Say hi, Michelle.
Hey, everybody. This is Michelle, your Secretary General for the South African Chamber of Commerce. Great to be here today.
So Michelle and I are privileged to be here tonight and just share a South African Chamber of Commerce. Our goal and objectives are to unite South Africans in the United States, continue to stimulate commerce and interaction with all the other chambers of commerce here in the USA, and obviously promote trade and industry between both South Africa and the United States.
I love that, promoting trade. That is something that is very relevant. Tonight is a celebration of Gwinnett's vibrant business community, and as you know, it's a very diverse community. Describe your experience at the event in your own words.
Fantastic. It's pumping. I love the energy, and I love the fact that people are just enjoying food and culture and sharing culture and economy and business, and it's just pumping. I love it.
I absolutely
love it.
I feed on energy, and I can feel the energy too.
Yes.
All the samplings from around the world, what is the most unique thing that you've had an opportunity to try or experience tonight?
They had an African dish here, and I am from Africa, and I have never tasted that. So I'm certainly going to look them up and see how we can enjoy their foods in the future as well.
As somebody who has never been to South Africa, tell me something interesting about South Africa, or tell me something that is maybe widely known but new to me.
Well, South Africa is a very diverse country, but hey, you know, we just won the World Cup for rugby.
Woo!
And we're very excited. It's sports and it's uniting the people of Africa, South Africa specifically. And I don't know whether you know, we won the World Cup last weekend. So that was
great
rejoicing out there.
What did you do before you got into your work with the chamber?
I am a businesswoman myself. I have my own import company here in the USA for the last 23 years. And I'm an international facilitator for training businesswomen around the world for the last 22 years. So that makes my package.
Very exciting. Well, I've enjoyed speaking with you tonight. For those who'd like to learn more about your organization, where can they find you online?
Southafricans.com is where we will be, and also the Chamber of Commerce. It's www.sachamberusa.com.
Wonderful. I hope you enjoy the rest of the event, Magda. It was lovely to meet
you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I am joined in the latter half of the evening by the Southwest Chamber of Commerce Chairman, Mr. Bill Deal. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
We're just dancing and singing and grooving to the music.
I didn't know singing was involved with this interview.
You know, I like to do a little karaoke ad hoc. Nonetheless, for those listening who are unfamiliar with the Southwest Chamber of Commerce, that's just kind of getting down to the nitty gritty here in Gwinnett. Tell us about your organization, and then furthermore, tell us if there is even a difference between the Gwinnett Chamber and the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber.
Yeah. So Southwest Gwinnett Chamber represents the Norcross, Peachtree Corners, Berkeley Lake area. So that's where most of our membership is. We're a local chamber. We have a lot of membership, frankly, that shares with the Gwinnett Chamber and with our chamber, but kind of offer a bit more localized events. Particularly for that area where it's hard to get to anything else.
It is.
With traffic-wise.
Yeah.
So, we have a number of events in the area. We've had some great speakers that we welcome in for our kind of signature event every month, which is our first Friday breakfast. We've had everybody. We've had the Lieutenant Governor come to speak to us. We've had executives from Chick-fil-A. We've had really, frankly, we've kind of punched above our weight in getting some speakers. So kind of speaks to the area that we represent.
How long has the Southwest Chamber of Commerce been around?
Yeah, we celebrated 10 years last year. So we're in our 11th year. We had a big party for our 10th anniversary. And we've just been growing since then.
So. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me about your experience here tonight amidst all these other very talented and diverse chambers of commerce. There's much to learn from association to association. Tell us about your experience tonight.
Yeah, it's been incredible. And you said Gwinnett being the most diverse county, this room certainly represents that. And it's something, you know, our area in particular is a diverse area of this county. And it's good to kind of make that connection for our membership, because I think we have a lot of crossover with a lot of these other members. And I know that a lot of our members are also members with these other chambers. So getting that connection is really neat.
Help me debunk the unpopular myth. Some people, they feel like, or they segregate themselves within chambers. They're like, oh, I'm going to a chamber. And you're obviously, they all feed into each other. They all offer slightly different things, but all benefit each other and all work cohesively. What would you say to somebody that is looking into having multiple chamber memberships? What would be the benefit?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest benefit is, just the variety of offerings that people can have, the variety of people that you're going to meet. One of the advantages with our chamber is because we are fairly small, we have events and that are local, that are easier to get to, and frankly, you'll know people when you walk in the room. Gwinnett Chamber obviously has a huge networking capabilities, and you know it certainly meeting new people. Gwinnett Chamber is got you situated there, but kind of the familiarity is something that we do really well.
Absolutely. And what kind of upcoming events do you have on the horizon for 2024?
Yeah, so we have our first Friday breakfast coming up on Friday. And Matt Yarborough, who's a political consultant, is leading a discussion, kind of a behind-the-scenes, a nuts-and-bolt discussions about what are political consultants looking at when they're looking at kind of marketing out policy and for campaigns. And then we'll have someone from Jackson Healthcare next month that's going to talk about an event that we've done for the past couple of years, or a subject that we've done for the past couple of years, about the value of businesses having nonprofits and having community involvement, how that helps, how that's not just a charity for the business, but really helps their bottom line too, helps engage their employees and is a marketing effort.
Absolutely. That's very, very important. Now, I see you drinking what I can only imagine is boba.
It is. It is. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me about your drink and tell me about some of the yummy things you've tasted and indulged in this evening.
Yeah, there is a lot to indulge in. The food has all been phenomenal. I've got Thai iced tea, boba from Mochi Nut.
Yeah. Yes.
Here we're looking at their sign here.
It's very colorful.
It is very colorful. Very good. After a night of eating Halloween candy.
Probably. It's a perfect chaser.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wonderful, Bill. Where can people find out more about the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber should they like to participate?
Yeah, sure. So our website is the first place to look, southwestgwinnettchamber.com. And then also we're active on LinkedIn, and so we share a lot of those events. So definitely connect with us there. And our events are shared on the website.
Very nice. Bill Deal, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Amanda Pierce Marmolejo here with you, joined by Lisa Miller, who is the board chair of the U.S. Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce Southeast Region. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
What an exciting evening it has been. Tell me about your experience at this event thus far.
Well, this is my first time being here, and so our chamber signed an MOU with the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce a month ago. And this was one of the first events that they invited us to. So we said, yes, we'll come, and we have a table here. And so we really didn't know what to expect. But
and now you're sitting here on air doing
a lot of energy in the room, and you know, people just really wanting to network. So it's always a good thing. And so it's great being here.
Shedding light and spreading awareness on all these wonderful organizations that weave into making this community beautiful. We are seated here in Gwinnett, which is a very diverse community. Tell us about how the Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce came about, and then also how the relationship with the Gwinnett Chamber kind of formed.
Sure. So the U.S. Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce Southeast Region, or we call it U.S. PAC Southeast, is part of the national organization, the U.S. Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce, which is based in Washington, D.C. And we cover the Southeast regions. And we were created probably in the early 2000s. And actually, I was a board chair back then and went away for a while and came back and became the board chair again. So we aim to link Asian American businesses in the Southeast with corporations, government entities, and any other Fortune 1000 companies that, you know, have opportunities for Asian American businesses in their supply chain.
What are some examples of companies that you're seeing that demand for here within the Gwinnett area?
We have a lot of technology companies, staffing companies that are part of our makeup. And, you know, the industries just range from anywhere from professional services to manufacturing to human resources to B2C, business to consumer type businesses. Most of them are B2B, business to business type companies, and they range from small, you know, under a million in revenue to could be triple millions in revenue. So it really is a wide range.
And how long have you guys had a presence here in Georgia?
Since the early 2000s, we were created. We're part of five affiliates of the national organization. And so we're based out of Georgia. I'm actually in North Carolina.
You came down here just for this?
Somewhat. This and other things. So I go back and forth. Truist has a corporate headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where I'm based. But I also come back to Atlanta because I'm the board chair of the U.S. Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce right. Southeast. And a lot of events and things that we have are in Atlanta. So I always try to come back if I can.
Well, thank you for joining us here tonight.
Yeah, no, this is great.
I'd like to ask you, what has been one of the most exciting or interesting things that you have seen or tasted here tonight?
Well, now that you mention it, I actually had a card from one of the stations, well, two stations, Latin Fresh had some great goodies over there. I love the sugar-coated bacon that they had.
Oh, wow.
Muselin's. Oh, she had the great spicy chicken with spicy rice. So I'm very finicky about my food, but, you know, I had to go back for seconds on her. So
those two hit the mark.
Yeah, so I got the card. So I'm gonna you know, make sure I check them out later, you know, when my husband comes down and we want to go to a restaurant
or something.
Yummy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or catering, whatever.
Well, when people hear this and they're curious to learn more about the Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce, where can they find you guys online?
So our website is uspaacc.com. ASIA-SE.com, and that's where they can go to find additional information. We are going to be moving to a new website, hopefully by the end of the year, which will be more dynamic and have more information on it. But for now, they can go to USPAACC-SE.com and look for information about our chamber and some of the activities and events that we have going on.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, and I hope you get to enjoy the rest of the event. Again, Lisa Miller, who is the board chair of the U.S. Pan-Asian American Chamber of Commerce Southeast Region. Thank you for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Broadcasting live on the Voice of Business podcast. And I am excited to introduce our guest, Maria. She is on the board of directors for the Georgia Vietnamese Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Glad to see you today.
Thank you.
Tell me about the evening tonight. How has your experience been?
I would say that it's so exciting. And I have to use the term that very diversified. The reason I said that because I grew up in the community and in a country that's so diversified with different nationalities. And when I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, at the beginning it wasn't that, but now we are more and more diversified. All different cultures start pouring in Georgia. And for the past 3 years, I've been following Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. about all the works and all their events. And I would say that tonight it's better than ever.
Ever, yes. There are so many countries, so many cultures, so many just different individuals that are here represented this evening. And you're representing the Vietnamese American Chamber of Commerce. I'm curious, what is a unique fact about your culture that you'd like the Gwinnett business community to know?
I would say that the uniqueness of our culture is that we are very, I would say that teamwork. But at the same time that we connecting each other throughout different cities in Georgia, and we also reach out to our Vietnamese community in our neighbor states too. Mm-hmm. Anywhere that Vietnamese people need help, we connect everybody together. And if you notice that we've been kind of placing along from the exit 99 Jimmy Carter all the way up to Hamilton Mill, exit 120 of I-85, mm-hmm. That's what we've been growing and where we've been growing with our community.
That's very exciting. You know, it takes a village, that's what they say.
And
that's
right.
You mentioned community, and I'm curious what the definition of connectivity means to you.
The connectivities mean to me that we have to get everybody joined together, inviting them, asking them, and joining them, hear them, listening, what they want. And so we can provide what they need, especially our communities. Mm-hmm. And Vietnamese language, it's very hard. And a lot of people that they arrive to Georgia alone, that they have communication barrier. It's hard for them to speak English. And they've been business owners in Vietnam doing really well, but they so lost when they got to America. And our job, especially our GVAC, our job is trying to help them out, mm-hmm. connecting them and supporting them in order to make them understand, learning, getting better, expanding their business, and bring more businesses to Georgia State.
Yes. What has been one of the most exciting initiatives that you have seen or participated in within your chamber this year?
I would say that this year we've been doing a lot of monthly events that we educate the new business owners, new starters, enterprises, and a lot of people thinking about they want to run the business. Especially Vietnamese people, we love to run our own business. And so we invite a lot of different business speakers, big company speakers, and bank speakers in order to explain and help the new business owner how to register their business, how to start their own business, how to run the business from, I would say, that from point A to point Z.
Wow, that's a very, very important tool that you guys provide. And anybody out there listening that's curious about learning more, you can visit www.gvacc.org. And do you have anything to add before we say goodnight to our listeners, Maria?
Well, I'd like to thank both of you for inviting us to share about GVAC. And next month, we have our event that pretty much we introduce our new board of directors, that we do that every the end of the year. And every the end of January, early February, we always have the Asian New Year Gala. It's the event that everybody can join, not just Asian people, not just Asian Chamber of Commerce, but every single Chamber of Commerce can join us, can mingle and exchange business cards and learn, understand about our Vietnamese culture.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing your story, your mission, and your values. The Georgia Vietnamese Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, excited to be joined by the president and CEO of the Latin American Chamber of Commerce, Alejandro Cos. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for having me. This is great to be here.
Tell us about your experience tonight.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's you know, you hear how diverse Gwinnett County is, but here we had the opportunity to experience it, to see it, and to connect with so many people from so many different backgrounds, so many different cultures, so many different countries. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Is this your first year participating?
It's actually our second year. It's actually our second year. So.
And you're already looking forward to next year, I'm sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that every year is bigger and better. So, and the food is fantastic.
Tell us about the mission, vision, and values of your organization.
Well, our focus, as you might imagine, is on Latino-owned businesses here in Georgia, small and medium. And our goal is to help Latino businesses grow and be successful, right? That's what we work every day to achieve. And we think that growth, you know, the Latino community continues to be continues to grow, continues to be very relevant. The contribution of Latino businesses, you know, is undeniable. The impact that the Latino and Latina entrepreneurs, particularly Latinas, are having here in the state, helping to grow our economy.
I hear that there's around 1.2 to maybe 1.5 million Latinos here in the Greater Atlanta area, specifically Gwinnett.
Well, that would be the population of the state.
Of the state,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, of the state. So we are about 12% of the state population. I think here in Gwinnett is about 20, 25%, it depends on who you ask, of the county population. Gwinnett is actually the county with the largest population of Latinos in the state.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you're looking forward to in 2024.
Well, you know, we are looking to continue to support our members in their growth. We have a number of programs, business accelerators to help them grow and reach success. We launched this year a fund for microloans for entrepreneurs. So we are looking to expand on that. And we always say that one of the biggest barriers for small businesses is access to capital. So we're trying to do something about it. And we're trying to have an impact in two ways. First, we have a couple of programs for financial education, but also we're working with our members to help them be successful when they apply for a loan. In other words, be capital ready, right? And the other one is this loan fund that we have, where we are able to provide microloans to small businesses in a very competitive or very favorable conditions, and these businesses wouldn't qualify for a loan from a bank or another financial institution. So we are trying to support businesses that wouldn't get that money or a loan otherwise. And by doing that, we're also preparing them, right, for their growth, and then they can be ready to apply for a loan with the bank or other financial institution.
How are you achieving that? Are you doing that through through bridge lending? Or are you doing that through grants? How are you reaching
this,
that capital?
This particular fund that it's allowing us to start giving these microloans, it's a couple of grants that we have received with that specific purpose, to provide not only these microloans, but in those conditions that I was mentioning, that allow businesses that wouldn't otherwise qualify for a loan to get a loan. Part of what we do is that these businesses that are getting the loan have gone through our business accelerators, mm-hmm. right? So we know them, and they agree to continue with technical assistance, and that's basically one-on-one consulting. So we are combining the loan, the money, the capital with technical assistance, with one-on-one consulting to help them in that process.
You are very enthusiastic about what you do, and I'm curious, where does your passion derive?
You know, I think that I just get it from seeing our members and Latinos and Latinas so entrepreneurial and so passionate about their businesses and what they do. It just rubs off on you, and my passion is being able to help them. Right, I've been in the chamber is celebrating 25 years since it was founded. I've been here in Atlanta for 25 years. I had nothing to do with the founding of the chamber when I came, but I always work in economic development, mm-hmm. and see the passion, but also seeing the impact of our Latino community here in the economy on the state, not only through entrepreneurship, but also, you know, the labor force that Latino represents keep many of Georgia's top industries competitive. And I think that is very important. So that's where my passion comes from.
It's evident. I'm going to ask you a personal question just because we have the time.
All right.
My husband is a general contractor. It is a Latin-owned and operated business.
Okay.
We are located in Forsyth County. Would it benefit him and his company to get involved with your organization?
Or absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, and not just because I represent a chamber, but I think that businesses benefit greatly from being part of a business organization, whether it's a chamber of commerce or a specific industry association. Definitely, I will recommend them to join our chamber, obviously. Participation in an association, in a chamber, brings a number of benefits, right? A lot of people think it's just networking,
right?
And it goes well beyond that.
Some people think that you join a chamber and then magically dollars start falling from the sky.
Well, that is not the case. That is not the case either. I would put it this way. This is like the gym membership, right? You get the membership, but then you have to go.
And put in the work.
You have to put in the work. And what is that work? You have to participate. You have to be active. You have to be involved. And that is how you get the benefits. That's how you get the contracts. That is how you get the connections.
That's how
the money
the
starts falling off.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Final thoughts, Alejandro, before we say goodbye.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me. And we're looking forward to next year. WeNet continues to be an amazing place to do business, to live. Latinos have found, many Latinos have found a home and also a great place to do business here in WeNet. And we're very excited to be here and continue to partner with the WeNet Chamber and with the many other organizations that participated today.
Wonderful. And for those of you listening that are curious about learning more about the Latin American Chamber of Commerce, you can go to lacggeorgia.org. Thank you for joining us, Alejandro.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Amanda Pierce Marmolejo here with you, rounding out the evening. We are on the Voice of Business podcast, and this is the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce's podcast on Business Radio X, and we have the multi-chamber mixer tonight. I'm joined by the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Nick Messino.
Hello, Amanda. Thank you for having me.
Of course, what an exciting evening. I just saw you on stage, and I see you enjoying this delicious snow cone, which I think is helping
soothe your throat from speaking all day.
That's true.
Tell us about the excitement tonight.
What's really fun for us is that we've been working on this for 6 months to see it all come together tonight. It's really cool. This is our third year doing this. And the first year we had 200 people, second year 300 people, and I think we hit 400 this year. What the success behind this is the bilateral chambers that we're partnering with. And I think some of our longtime members know that we've been doing a multi-chamber mixer for over a decade. But after the pandemic, we took a year off. And when we were bringing it back, we thought we have such an incredible diverse community. We're the homes, Gwinnett itself is a home to over a dozen bilateral chambers. And we thought, what a great opportunity to use the multi-chamber mixer to bring them all together. And the other thing that we did this year we've never done before is we have two other local chambers in Gwinnett, the East Side Chamber and the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber. And we said, why don't you come? And they both were like, oh my God, we're so excited to be a part of it. It's been really fun. It's been a great thing to bring people together.
Everybody we've spoken to tonight has had raving things to say. Amongst the attendees were the Atlanta Chinese Entrepreneurs Club, the Chinese Business Association, Belgian American Chamber of Commerce. With all of these unique people here, what was the most interesting thing you have seen or tasted tonight, Nick?
Well, I do agree with your earlier comment. I'm really enjoying the snow cone right now. But there's a lot of great things. It's hard. I'm not going to pick any one because they were all so amazing. But I will say Scrumdilicious, just off the square in Lawrenceville, I think on Berry Street, is absolutely amazing. And that is, I don't know that it's ethnically anything specific, just maybe soul food. I don't know, but it is amazing. I would probably lean towards that one.
Put that in the top running. So you are kind of the person who has organized this hallmark event. All the people we've spoken to have said great things. Where was the kind of idea, the inception for creating this multi-chamber function? Where was that born?
Sure. And by the way, Maggie Tiburin, who works at the Gwinnett Chamber, she's the one that put it together.
Lovely.
I'm just grabbing the microphone and introduce people. Again, Gwinnett County is the most diverse county in the Southeast United States, the fifth most diverse county in the U.S. The only other county on the East Coast that is as diverse like we are is Brooklyn, New York.
Wow.
So we are uniquely diverse. There's no one else like Gwinnett in the Southeast. And to miss the opportunity to bring all these incredible chambers and organizations together, representing almost every continent in the world, it would just be a missed opportunity. And when we decided to do this 3 years ago, we didn't know how it would take off. We had 200 people attend. We had about 8 partners. I think we almost approached 20 partners this year.
Wow.
And I met two other bilateral chambers tonight that we didn't know existed. And they said, how do we get involved next year? And so I think it's just people want to get together. They want to meet other cultures. They want to connect. If you've joined one of these bilateral chambers or one of our two local chambers or our chamber, you probably want to network and connect. And so to bring them all together, you just have all these cultures that have that thing in common that they want to learn, experience, connect their business, connect with other businesses. It's clearly what Chamber of Commerce is having in common.
Well, Gwinnett is great, and you are definitely leading by example here. Final thoughts for the evening, Nick.
Well, it's interesting. We've always just done this once a year. Had probably a dozen people say, can we do this once a quarter? And I was like, wow, that seems like a lot. And they were like, well, I really want to do it once a month. I was like, well, someone's got to plan it. But we are interested in expanding it. One thing that we're going to do in Q1 of 24 is actually bring all the heads of the bilateral chambers together and have them help us plan it. We've planned it the last 3 years and invited them. We want to have a committee that plans it together. Because I think I want to be more collaborative as we move forward with this, because I think there's nothing but growth.
Well, thank you for creating a space for us to facilitate fellowship and business as well. This is the Voice of Business podcast, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. So we hope that you subscribe. And again, for Nick Messino, I'm Amanda Pierce-Marmolejo, and this has been the Voice of Business podcast, broadcasting live from the Gwinnett County Chamber of Commerce's Multi-Mixer at Gas South Convention Center.